Good morning. If everyone could grab their seats, I want to welcome you to the 2014 Christ URC Reformation Conference. This is our first Reformation Conference since we've been organized as a church, and we look forward to having all of you, hopefully meeting you today. If I haven't had the privilege of meeting you yet, my name is Mike Brown. I serve as pastor here at Christ United Reformed Church. We're a Bible-believing church committed to the Reformed confessions, and we're passionate about the gospel and the Word of God and growing in grace. And so if you're looking for a church, we certainly want to recommend this congregation to you. We worship 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Lord's Day, Sunday. And you can find out more about our church if you check out some of the information in the foyer. We'd also be happy to give you a copy of what we believe, what we call the three forms of unity, our confessions that date back to the Reformation. You can also check out more information about us on our website, christurc.org. We want to think about the Reformation today and why that matters. Why would we spend a Saturday thinking about an event in the 16th century? It's important for us to consider the past and see how it intersects with our world today and what we can learn from the past. And it's important to think about these things. And it's important also for us to consider our leaders who have spoken to us the Word of God, as Hebrews 13 tells us, to think about what the Lord has done through His providence in times past, and how the light of the Reformation illumined the darkness that had come throughout the medieval church, and also how we have had more clarity about the gospel and the Word of God as a result of the Reformation. And so that's why we're here today. A few housekeeping items before we get started. One is that you can see the schedule. Hopefully you picked up one of these as you came in or one was handed to you. We're starting a few minutes late, but we're going to try to stick to the schedule as best as possible. You'll notice that after each speaker, there's a short coffee break, and so you can head outside for some snacks and for a coffee. Right at the end of the coffee break, however, there will be a raffle for one of the books of each speaker. And so the deal with that is, though, you have to be present when the raffle is going on. If nobody is claiming their ticket, then we'll draw another one. Thankfully, that's not how election works with God, but that is how we're going to do this raffle. And so if you would, we want you to be present and participate in that. We'll also try to keep things moving along because, as you can see, we have three lectures today. We have a Q&A panel, and we're hoping to be done by 1 p.m., which would be just about lunchtime. So if we can be mindful of the schedule, despite the fact that we're starting 5 minutes late. Bathrooms are in the back. They are small but hopefully accommodating. Everything is free today, the conference, the coffee, the snacks, everything. If you do desire to make a donation to the church, we certainly won't refuse that. You can add that to our building fund, which is right on the back wall. There's a metal box that's attached to the wall that says building fund, as we are trying to improve our building and hopefully expand it as needs demand. So that's offered to you as well. Let me pray, and then we'll begin. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you for giving us this day to reflect on the things that you have done in history past. We thank you for bringing us here this morning. Thank you, Father, for the rain that you sent that was much needed. And we thank you for your kindness to us, not only in creation, but particularly through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life, death, and resurrection. And we pray that you would draw us closer to you through him and cause us to grow in the grace and knowledge of him. And help us, Lord, we pray, to progress in the Christian life by the means of your word and your sacraments. We pray that you bless our speakers today, Father, that you would give them clarity of speech and give us ears to hear. Help us to learn much today so that we would be edified and that we might think more clearly and more biblically about you and Christ, your church, and our place in the world. If we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.